Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 42 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. And with me to my right is Estelle Vasudevan. You can find her on Twitter at Estelle_Vasudev, the number one. And to my left, as always, is Jared Kimber, who you can find absolutely everywhere. Now, if you're new to Crick Picks, what we do on this show is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top five for that category, top five each, in a snake-style draft competition, such that the order of picks goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. And sometimes what we do on this podcast is we will create a team of 12, or combine to create a team of 12, which is what we did in the last episode as well. That one was ultimate active female or women's T20 team, which we kind of botched. But this week it's similar. I botched it. This week it's similar, but it's got a spin on it. So now it's a global active women's T20 team. And what that means is that we are not allowed to pick more than one female cricketer from a single country. And I am so happy that I have first pick for this, because I am just going to ruin everything for you guys.
Oh, no.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened. I would like to apologize to anyone who likes anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, my player is solid, but I'm taking a big nation out, and, you know, it'll do me, or it'll augur well or bode well for me, you know, when people are voting or whatever, because I'm going to go Sophie Eccleston. It's the obvious one. It's staring me
at the... So she's been number one. Oh,
that's not actually a bad pick. I thought you were going... call her?
Dimitri? I'm not going to pick Dimitri once
not
again.
Not Dimitri.
Oh, my God. Imagine he went Mandana again. I kind of feel like now if we did a podcast on, like, 1920s leg spinners, he'd be like, so Shruti Mandana is actually...
Now, Sophie had to be my first pick. Yeah. We can probably slot her in at 8 or 9. And like I said in the previous podcast, she's, what, averaging under 15 in T20 IS. She's going at less than run a ball. She can bowl in any phase of the game. She does not go for runs. She is... great at targeting the stumps, and she'll slide one through you and you'll be like clean bowled next thing you know. I've been mad impressed with her. I think she is the best spinner in contemporary cricket, and definitely or arguably one of the best slow left armers of all time. So yeah, that's my first pick.
Yeah. I mean, she's been number one pick in two straight women's.
Yeah.
She's clearly the boomerang of cricket picks and women's cricket, right? Like it's just like, it makes sense.
England is out. So big nation gone.
I don't think that's actually that controversial, because she's clearly England's best player, right? And there isn't any other spinner who can match her. So, not terrible, Behram.
Not terrible.
I'm going to redeem myself. This is the
you can't ask for anything more than not terrible.
Okay, my pick. So, I mean, you know what? I'll go with Beth Mooney, since we... kind of messed up in the last one and left her out. I think there are a few Australian players that you kind of can consider. One is obviously Perry, with her record over the last couple of years. Really immense, right? With bat and ball. But Beth Mooney is almost from, I mean, another planet. She's been scoring so much of runs. Very hard to get out. Can bat anywhere. So I think she's pretty good pick as my number one.
Yeah, no, it's good that she's gone this early finally in one of our podcasts.
She's gone from 12 to 2.
Yeah.
I should say this. I never said this before, but she was the one I was genuinely wondering whether I should pick ahead of Eccleston, right? Like, I didn't think that hard, but she was the only other name I had. And, like, somehow you all moved her to 12. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to... okay, who's left? It's a weird order now. So we've lost Australia and England. So that gives me India, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, West Indies players straight away, doesn't it? Yep. So who's the best players to take off the board to annoy both of you? Because I used to do this to try and pick the best team, of course, but then we realized that Behram was not doing that. Although in the last one, we still don't know what he was doing in the last one. I think... I'll go Rishi Ghosh as my keeper.
Yep.
And then I will go, I've got South Africa as well, don't I? I will go Marazankap then as our all-rounder.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. I like your pick. So I had a perfect 12, guys, and thus far we've hit every single one, like 4 out of 4. Okay. Richard Ghosh, of course, explosive as hell, striking at 140 and averaging nearly 29 in T20s. And of course, Marizan. Sure, there is that whole element of if she's still like peak Marizan or not, but who else would you pick from South Africa? And someone who also gives us balance, right? I think the balance bit is really important over here.
Yeah, she's still probably like one of the best number sixes in the world, isn't she? So we're not losing anything, even if her bowling's not quite at 100%.
Yeah.
If you love cricket on a deep spiritual level and want to be involved when no matches are being played, we have the game for you. Hit Wicket is so good that Harsha Bogle and me have backed it. And that's a lot of nerd energy behind one game. This is a strategic game of cricket, and it's not just about whacking your screen really, really hard with your finger. This isn't a game where you swipe all around to try and hit the ball. You work out what works best based on real-life cricket situation. For instance, dot balls bring pressure. Ones and twos lead to fours. There is no way you can just hit a six every ball or take wickets all the time. This is proper cricket. Yet it still has some special gaming powers in there as well. And so this game is about playing, but also building and managing your team. You are the batter, bowler, owner, coach, captain. It's your dream, right? And there are no ads. It's just cricket. Download Hit Wicket now and bring out the cricket legend in you. Because Hit Wicket is a cricket game made for you and supported by other cricket nerds. Stick it in your pocket today.
Okay, Estelle.
Okay. So we have Sri Lanka, West Indies, Bangladesh, UAE,
New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. New Zealand. Yes. Okay, so there are kind of obvious picks.
Yeah, I'll
just pick someone
who
we didn't pick from last time and take Bangladesh off the table. I go with Maroofa Akhtar, one of probably a future star, right? A really good quick bowler. As you said, like we don't have that many specialist fast bowlers. In that kind of top level, I think she's really, really good. She's had some really big scalps as well in the games that she's played so far. And if I look at Bangladesh, I mean, they've got a couple of batters maybe who you could have fit in. But given that it's probably going to be easier to pick batters from the other teams, I think Maroofa is a good pick for this one.
Maroofa is a good young pick, but my pick from Bangladesh was the leg spinner.
Same.
So you have made... things interesting.
I think you've made things interesting, and it will come clear later why I think that. But I think when we start to pick players from other countries, there is a bunch of bowlers, specifically seam bowlers from one part of the world, of which we can pick two or three and pick up a whole. And you've now picked a seamer from Bangladesh, which does completely screw everything up.
Yeah, it definitely, like the... composition of the team that I was building has gone to the shitter.
You're welcome, but, Ram.
Yeah. But I have.
Has someone done a really bad pick that's annoyed you?
It's not a bad pick, but it's annoyed him.
Yes.
No, but I mean,
pick, right?
But honestly,
no,
like,
she's a good cricketer.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Maroofa, but Rabia was the one that I was kind of inching towards. Anyway, I'll make life easier for you guys and pick some, you know. An obvious one and then a not so... Oh, well, the not so obvious one is also kind of obvious because there is only one cricketer that I can think of from Ireland right now that deserves to be picked in this team and she can bat first drop. She can also roll over her arm, a handy right arm medium bowler. Let's go Orla Prendergast for my second pick. Yeah. She can bat, at three. And she's been
actually,
phenomenal touch.
Well, right? Not...
Yeah, they actually have a couple of other players, by the way.
Mm. Yeah.
Like but, Amy Hunter, the keeper. Yeah, and they also have, is it Arlene Kelly?
Arlene Kelly,
So, I think Orla Prendergast is a proper player and is going to be an absolute star in women's cricket. But I'm just saying that it's quite interesting that Ireland do have a couple of players that are coming through to pick from.
I mean, Orla is still only 22 years old and she's been in terrific touch. She just snapped up a deal at the Women's Big Bash as well, if I'm not wrong, which was quite historic. And I mean, I want her to rise and rise. I actually watched her for the first time when Ireland toured Pakistan and Ireland beat Pakistan in Pakistan as well. So she was pretty good in that series as well. And plus, this takes Ireland off the table for us and also gives us a solid bat who can kind of bowl a bit. So yeah, I think I'm fine with that. And why waste time? I'm just going to go and pick Chamari Attapattu, right? just take her... and make life hard for you guys because that's the super obvious one. And she can open the batting with Beth Mooney. And yeah, I mean, someone who is probably currently, if you look at Sri Lankan cricket, the biggest name in Sri Lankan cricket across genders. I would even go on to make that claim. She was at the forefront when Sri Lanka, you know, won the Asia Cup at home very recently. And she has been piling on the runs like crazy for a while now. It's been a good 2-3 years since she hasn't really looked back. And she's finally getting those contracts as well in franchise T20 cricket. And I mean, she's towards like, or has approached the twilight of her career. But like, who else would you guys pick from Sri Lanka, right? When you've got Chamari available.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question though?
Hmm.
Just, this is a quick picks question, right?
Okay.
Why did you pick Ola Prendergast, who I think is fantastic, ahead of Chamari Attapattu in an order?
I was excited. I was excited to pick her. Yeah. I was like, yes, I get to pick her.
Okay, fair enough. Because that was the only thing. I was like, I've got, I mean, she was definitely going to go. One of us was going to pick her. It just seems like, it's like the most, one of the most informed players in the world and a player from Ireland who just got a big bash contract. And I'm going to go with a player from Ireland who just got the big bash contract.
Yeah, well.
Especially when you had back-to-back picks, right? So you weren't like in danger of losing Ola.
Well, I, gonna I lose was going Ola to at pick all.
Rabia Khan because that was going to be such a great wrist spin fix. And now we're going to have to think about that in the future. But
well, we don't
I've got a wrist spinner, by the way.
Okay, great. Lovely.
I've got the most hipster, ridiculous wrist spinner, if we need it for later on. I don't want to get ahead. Estelle?
Okay, so we need a number four, right?
Yes.
There's one very obvious one.
I don't know what's obvious to you, but
nice subtle throw shade. Love it.
Crick Picks has really turned these last couple of episodes from like just everyone being together and friendly to this is evil now.
Okay. I'll go Amelia Kerr.
There it is.
Oh. was that the obvious pick? I don't know if, to be honest, there are probably better Kiwi players to pick. But I think for the position and the fact that she offers a leg spinning option, I don't think, you guys would probably might disagree, but I think she's a good pick as like that wrist spinning all rounder.
Yeah, no. Okay. Solid.
This now gets really weird though, this team, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. How many countries do we have left, Jared?
We need a 7, 9, and a 10.
Yeah.
And a 12.
Right?
No?
Yeah, and a 12. Yeah. So we have Pakistan.
Because we don't have West Indies yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And the most obvious West Indies player
now doesn't fit into this side, unless I'm mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's fun. there's one of the big associate players who we kind of have to pick, I think, anyway. But I don't know. We might going to have to change the batting order to fit her in. She's going to have to bat at 7 now. So I'll go with Catherine Bryce at 7. Yeah. I mean, obviously in this side, she would come in ahead of Marizan, I think, in this situation. She will come in. And then it's just madness of what we do next. Okay, so I'm going to go with Lillian Uda of Nigeria, who in the last 2 or 3 years has a bowling average of 6 and is a seamer from Nigeria. There are so many African female bowlers with ridiculous records. No woman in Africa has ever made a run, from what I can tell. They just all, like there's hundreds of them. Janet Mebabazi has a bowling average of 12.84, and there's another one as well. I stopped listing them in my thing eventually because I was like, there's too many seamers here. But I'll go with Lillian because her bowling average is 6. Everyone, her bowling average is 6, and I think that gets her in most teams in the world.
Can you tell us what our team looks like right now? Because I kind of am curious to know what spots are left and what countries we have.
7 and 9. Sorry, only 9.
Yeah,
right?
No, 7 and 9.
9 and 12.
Yeah. No, 7. Oh, no, because I put Catherine Bryce in, didn't I?
Yeah, you put Bryce in, right? So
we need a number 9. And just this is how weird it's got. We don't have a Pakistani player.
Yeah. I don't have a Pakistani player.
We don't have a West Indian player.
You want to swing wildly at the internet like you've got the new pill in your hand, but you keep getting dead-butted. Find the movement you want with NordVPN. They are our protection against terrifying cyber threats and wide-batted geo-blocks. NordVPN will help you get through any rights restrictions so you can watch all the cricket you want. We aren't always happy with the wickets we're on. Sometimes we need a change. NordVPN can switch your virtual location so your IP address is ready to cash in. So if you need to get around the internet's rules, or I suppose in our case, laws, select NordVPN. They can help you watch a game on a cheaper stream in another country. Give NordVPN the ball and let them penetrate all your vast internet issues. Because if you need a VPN, go Nord. Use nordvpn.com/Kimber to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus 4 additional months for free. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. You can also receive a 20GB daily data voucher. The link is in the show notes. Protect your computer like a big hitter is coming for you at nordvpn.com/KIMBER right now.
Okay, so yeah. I don't have a West Indian player, but I can pick I can pick a Pakistani player.
Okay, then do it.
Do it.
Okay. So number 9. We have 2 quicks, right? And we have Marzan.
And we have Marzan as well.
And
yeah.
Ola. Okay, so I'll go with another spinner then. Sadia Iqbal from Pakistan. Yeah. Probably their most successful bowler over the last couple of years. Very economical. Has an economy of 5.48 over the last 2 years. Strike rate of 19. Really tough. I think if you're looking at conditions that we'll see during the World Cup, then she's probably one of the, you know, she's probably one of the most dangerous bowlers for Pakistan, right? Because she can keep things tight and also pick up wickets.
She can bowl at the death and in the power play.
Yeah, quite difficult with Pakistan to pick a player because they haven't had like standout players who would make
she was the
World
one on my
Eleven
list
at the
as
moment.
Well.
So yeah, Sadia Iqbal. Mm-hmm.
The only probable possible caveat over here is that now we've got 2 slow left armers, right?
That's what I was going to say.
That's the issue.
Yeah, but we have off-spinning options as well, so I think.
And we have one wrist spinner,
we have
right?
one off-spinning option. One, we have 3 people spinning the ball away from right-handers, which I suppose in women's cricket is correct, but does feel a little bit weird from that perspective. But there we go. I mean, this has been, I just think that we don't help ourselves.
Yeah. We were going on track for this one, honestly. It was going great.
Yeah, for about 3 or 4 picks, everything was great. And then it just fell apart.
Also, like, if we had, some options or slots in for, like, seam bowlers, if we had, like, another seam bowler slot in, we could have got Fatma Sana from Pakistan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was
an option. So I was considering both of them, right? So either Iqbal or Fatima Sana. But since we have so many medium pace options in this side.
So I'm left with the 12th pick, right? Which is easy. I thought that Isha Oza would have been on the table, but since I have the West Indies available, I'm just going to go Hayley Matthews, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the obvious thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I was really excited about Isha Oza. I thought, like, this is going to be my great pick number 12, but poor girl has missed out.
So, Isha Oza isn't even on my list. Where's she from?
UAE.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no.
One of the best. Opening bat, like, she's got really good record over the last 2 or 3 years, right? She made a lot of runs. Obviously, a lot of the runs are against associate teams, but Sri Lanka were almost knocked out of the World Cup because of her. She played an incredible innings in the qualifiers. I was thinking of her as my 12 best.
She's averaging 30, around about 30 in T20Is, and she is that dependable bat in the UAE. If not for Isha Oza, the UAE would just be even more crap than they already are.
I found this incredible one when I was talking about the wrist spinners. Her name is Carrie Chan, and she plays for Hong Kong, and she's listed as left arm wrist spin, which I just hope this is correct and that she is a left arm wrist spinner. But she has a bowling average of 12. And so that was the one that I wanted to, that was my massive, I mean, I went pretty hipster with a Nigerian seam bowler with a bowling average of 6, but I could have actually doubled down and brought in a left arm wrist spinner from Hong Kong by the name of Chan, which works on about 83 different levels when you think of the hit. Incredible that we've gone from, think about the term that we used to have for left arm wrist spinners, right?
Yeah.
And how it's not only racially profiled, but also gender profiled. And now we have an option of a Hong Kong left arm spinner for a female version. I just thought that was really cool, but I couldn't. There wasn't really a place, and I felt bad for all the incredible African seam bowlers who were taking a million wickets over and over again.
I had another really hipster pick in mind: the Thai all rounder Chanida. I can't say her last name; it's really hard. But she was another option.
Is it Putawong?
No, Sut. Thi Ruang.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, their names are pretty tough.
Yeah, they are tough. Right? But you know what? I think this is probably.
I love that Sri Lankan just said that out loud.
I mean, Sri Lankan.
No, but you're right. They are.
They're not that hard, right?
No, but I would. This is one of those things of like, it's funny. All these people will contact me and go, you know, you've mispronounced this word wrong, this name wrong, and this name wrong. And I was like, you know, when you pronounce most Western names, you pronounce them wrong. Like, the thing about cricket, and you could throw football in this as well, is these sports are so global that like there is no way that any one person would be able to pronounce all the different names in cricket correctly. And then you have people who want their names pronounced incorrectly. Right? Like, you know, that change the way, like there's literally two ways of pronouncing Manus Labuschagne, right? Like Labuschagne is a correct version of that, but he wants the more anglicized version of it. It's like these names are ridiculous, but I just thought that was cool. All right. Should we go through the list?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Our 12, actually. Oh, who's our 12? Hayley comes in. I think we might be able to sneak her into this team.
Yeah, perhaps.
Maybe just slightly. Anyway, we have Beth Mooney, Chamari Attapattu, Orla Prendergast, Amelia Kerr, Risha Ghosh, Marizan Kapp, Catherine Bryce, Sophie Eccleston, Sadia Iqbal, Lillian Uda. Is it Manifa? Am I pronouncing
Marufa?
That right?
Marufa.
Oh, it is Marufa. God, I've got to actually make these things slightly bigger so I can read any of them. Akhtar and then Hayley Matthews. So what would we do in that side to... I'm trying to think of how we would move it around. Is Catherine Bryce maybe the one that comes out there?
Yeah,
and then everyone drops one down.
And everyone else just drops the position down. Might be
Orla
the
goes to four. Hayley slots in at three, I suppose.
Probably.
Oh, I guess you can look at it as Hayley Matthews and Chamari Attapattu are basically the same player, right?
There's another way of doing it as well. If Hayley Matthews comes in as a specialist spinner ahead of Sadia Iqbal and then bats at number eight, seems like a waste. But hey, why not? There's an element that you could do that as well. All right, so the teams, the four players for each was Bayram Wint, Sophie Eccleston, Orla Prendergast, Chamari Attapattu and Hayley Matthews. That's quite strong.
Yeah.
Estelle went Beth Mooney, Marufa Akhtar, Amelia Kerr and Sadia Iqbal. And I went Risha Ghosh, Marizan Kapp, Catherine Bryce, and Lillian Uda of Nigeria.
I think I'm going to redeem myself, guys. Yeah. I'm going to win this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did very well with the 12th. I still don't know why you have all that ahead of Chamari. And I'm hoping people vote against you for that. But it's very solid, your lineup there. And Estelle going two different hipster picks. Well, actually, the early
hipster
pick.
Yeah, I didn't want to pick the same people I picked in the last one, right?
Yeah. No, I am. I'm pretty
and
happy.
We had to give Mooney the position after.
Yes.
No, you did the right thing with Mooney. And we'd
Dimitri
like to,
was sacked from the global
Dimitri
team.
Was sacked. We would like to apologize to Beth Mooney and her family for what happened in the previous podcast.
Yeah. Anyway.
When I say that, people might be like, wait, what did they? I just mean she didn't get picked in the original 11. That's all I mean.
Yeah. She was there in the 12th. But anyway, you guys let us know how you would have done things differently and what your global 11 or 12 would have looked like and who you think amongst us three won this one. Hint, hint, it's probably going to be me, I hope. But anyway, that's it for this episode of Crick Picks. And just a quick reminder to everybody, you can go and visit this website, goodareas.co. Bookmark that webpage because that can be proved to be a one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, podcasts or videos. And we'll be back with another episode of Crick Picks soon enough. That is all for now. You guys have a good one and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes.
We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bahram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minvo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minvo.pro now.